Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. So, folks, about 20 years ago in a week or two, I started doing my radio show. Well, within about a couple or three weeks, I had the great honor of meeting someone named Karen Kerrigan, who was running an organization that I just believed had to be good for small business. And boy, was I right. I mean, of all the things that I've done that were not right, that were stupid, that wasn't one of them. When I saw the greatness that Karen Kerrigan was and was going to be capable of, I said, I want to hang out with this lady. And she joined me on the show in December of 1997 for the first time. And God bless her. I don't know why. She's long-suffering. She's been doing it ever since. Karen, thanks for 20 great years. This is your anniversary.
Jim, that's amazing. Where does the time go, right?
And when you're having fun, it flies. They tell me.
Exactly. And I think we've been talking a lot about the same issues over the years. There's been progress. There's been setbacks. There's been, small businesses have endured and have remained resilient through all of it.
But your organization continues to do well. It continues to fight the fight. You continue to be relevant and important inside the Beltway, inside in Washington, also at the State House level across the country. I just don't even want to think about where we'd be without you, Karen. And on behalf of my audience and small business owners across the country, we thank you.
Oh, thanks so much, Jim. If it wasn't for our members and people like you, Jim, doing what you do, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So the voice of Small Business Matters and all this policy, the authentic voice, and that's who we turn to tell the story, and that really has made a big difference.
The real people. So let's talk about some of the policy. Let's talk about the tax bill. I really need you to give us a report on where you think that thing's going to get signed today, probably, right?
Well, right now what's happening is the House is going to be voting on the conference report. So that will occur sometime later this afternoon, early evening. It will pass, and then it will move over to the Senate. And Senate rules, you know, they got to talk about everything, Jim, over there. So there's 10 hours of debate on the conference report, five for each side. My understanding is they may work through the night and, you know, try to get it passed sometime either really, really late tonight or first thing tomorrow morning. But they do have the votes over in the Senate.
Right.
Collins is in,
and we don't know about Flake. But anyway, but tell us what's in the bill for small business.
You know, Jim, and I would encourage people, sbecouncils.org, we've got a lot of the latest material on the conference report. I mean, right on the front page, sbecouncils.org. Ray did a big piece on seven pluses in the act.
Ray Keating, our chief economist.
We actually have linked to the bill and to the outline and summary. We have a lot, and also we do sort of the highlights of the conference report as well. So it's all on the front page. You know, Jim, basically the bill hews towards more of what was passed in the Senate as opposed to the House. It truly is a compromise bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the corporate side, on corporate tax relief, they dropped that 35% rate to 21%.
Right. I don't care about the corporate tax rate. I want to hear about small business.
Well, you know, Jim, 86% of C-Corps are small businesses, 20 employees or less. So we have a lot of C-Corp members,
but this is really important to them. Most of us are pass-throughs, though.
They are, but, you know, these are high-growth enterprises that, you know, they're going to make them competitive. They also do work globally. They're the, you know, Microsoft of tomorrow. So we have a lot of those members.
I'm concerned that the little guys, though, the pass-through guys, I'm concerned that we kind of wind up getting the scraps.
Well, you know what? Our members have went through and they've actually, ran the numbers, and a lot of them feel that they benefit greatly from this. So I wouldn't say it's, you know, it complexity is still going to be an issue. I mean, I still people are going to be working with their, you know, accountants to help them get through this.
There's more work to be done on this thing after it's passed, isn't there? There's going to have to be more
work
next
meeting,
year,
I'm already
right?
meeting about next year. Okay,
tell us about that.
Sort of what comes next, and we believe what Senator – we're sort of from this, in the Senator Rand Paul sort of school. You know, we support it, but, you know, the good news is we get to do it again next year.
Are you proud of Senator Johnson of Wisconsin for standing up for small business? I am.
Yeah, he did. No, and actually for non-C corps, you know, this 20% you know, deduction that is adopted on pass-through income, which brings the effective top federally rate down to, you know, from 39 to 29.6%. Mm-hmm. And some of the other pieces in that wouldn't have been possible without him. So
I'm Ron Johnson, folks. I talked about him on the show. He did a great job. So what I'm concerned about, Karen, I need to stick this in there, is they've created another tax level. What they're calling pass-through is no longer pass-through because it's not accurate, because that tax doesn't pass through anymore. It's taxed before it passes through, but that's another tax percentage, another tax logic, another tax regime that they have an opportunity to mess with, and that's the part I don't like. I think maybe not this year, and next year it's not going to be bad, but I'm worried over the next several years it's going to give the government another opportunity to turn the dials differently on a small business than on individuals.
Right, or on the corporate side too, yeah. Because that 21%, you know, is permanent. You know, you're right on that, Jim, and definitely it adds more complexity, and mm-hmm. the politicians can play with that. I mean, also the good news I think on this bill is that there is rate reduction on the individual side.
That's good.
Individual. So you do have sort of that benefit.
I think the next 5 years it's going to be good, but I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah, when it phases out, what are they going to do?
Exactly. Quick break. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.